again. Does that mean does the double snap mean we're?
You have no idea. As soon as I said 3-2, like and like I switched over the fucking screen that I was looking at.
Okay.
Just went. It didn't go.
Wait, can we confirm this, please? Can you look at Kevin's screen and see if it's going Matrix?
No, it came back.
I can confirm that happened.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Did you see it go down, like, not normally?
Oh, did you miss us, ladies and gentlemen? Because missed you, and I know Tim and Kevin did as well. Welcome back to the morning show. We're back. Obviously, all last week we were at E3. We've got lots of fun shenanigans and stories from there to tell you guys. But I am happy to be back here, and we will be back all week, this week and next week, leading up to prom. That is great. If this is your first time watching this, if you follow me on Twitter for something completely unrelated, and you're like, what is this morning show? Well, we do this each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It is a morning show that generally goes between 1 hour and 1 hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And when it goes to an hour and a half, Greg gives me the grimace look. I don't like it.
We have things to do sometimes.
Of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, we love you very, very much. Thank you for all for subscribing. Please keep hitting that subscribe button if you haven't already, and hit that notification button and leave a comment. Today, it's the phrase that we're going to put in the comments is going to be "Welcome back." Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
That's what we're going to do right now. Joined by Tim Geddes. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic. Nick, I'm proud of you.
Why is that?
You didn't complain once at E3.
I had a great time at E3.
I can't.
Thank you.
Unbelievable, because every E3, you were the Grinch of E3.
I came in and I was like, a couple things happened. I very much tried hard to adjust my mindset.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I know you guys love E3 so much. And I was like, and then I was roaming the show floor on, I think it was Wednesday. And I'm walking around and there had been a couple best friends that had come up and were like, what's up? And like, you know, said what's up to me. And I was just like, I just need to embrace this.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's fun.
Let it in.
I got to play some games that I actually care about. So I got to play Spider-Man. I got to see Cyberpunk 2077.
Holy shit, Cyberpunk.
And that it was a game that I was like, there's a weird point with like deep RPGs where they just have to have the right combination to tweak that little pleasure center in my brain where I'm like, I want to interact
with you. And is that neon? Neon lights.
It's that aesthetic for sure, but it has to be a good shooter also. Mm-hmm. And this looks like it's going to control as a good shooter. So I was like, you know what? I think this is going to be the game. You know me, I'm like, I want a 5-hour experience or a 70-hour experience. Like somewhere in between there is just not.
Cyberpunk seems to be 100 plus, so
it's not
strap in.
I'm not going to play 100 plus. Because the same thing I do with Far Cry, where I'm like, I'm not going to find this dude's fucking missing cougar. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
there's a cult out there. I'm not finding Cheeseburger the Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it. Suck it.
I will suck it.
Of course, I haven't beat Far Cry yet. I moved on to other things right now. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by not one, but two. Thank you, sir. Two amazing sponsors. We are sponsored by Hims, a wellness brand for men, and MeUndies, which Greg and Tim very, very much like. So that means what not? What does that mean, Tim? Two sponsors equals?
Two giveaways.
Two giveaways, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to that a little bit later today. The big topic today is something that I am very, very, very fascinated by. I saw y'all tweeting about this week.
Oh,
they're attacking Greg! Greg, they're attacking!
Nick, get under the desk!
I saw you guys tweeting about this, and I purposely didn't reach out. I assumed everything would be okay. You guys are together, and so I knew you guys would be fine. Plus, you're in L.A. It's not exactly a war zone. But I wanted to catch up with you guys on what was going on with you, between the feud between you and Alaska Airlines.
It's been a year for your boy Tim Geddes. I'll tell you that much.
I want to catch up with you just one second. Before we go into that, Kevin, let's go into housekeeping.
What kind of hotel is this?
This is awesome. Sorry, I forgot to put this on there, but fantastic. Okay, good for remembering. You guys.
I put it on there. I told you to put it on there.
No, it's not in the housekeeping section. I don't see it.
I don't know why it moved. It was. What the fuck is happening? You guys have asked for it for years. It's finally happening. Me and Greg Miller are going to London. We'll be at RTX London this year. It's in September, I want to say. If Kev, if you could click into that bit.ly, we can get some more information on this.
I don't know how much.
Problems in
I don't know how much of that's coming from the system.
Where is that? It's coming from the front TV.
Okay.
The front TVs.
I was trying to figure it out.
This is fucking craziest sound ever.
That is a very loud sound. There it
back
is.
Back to E3, everybody.
Woo!
There it is.
That's weird. Life.
There was a strange Eastern European man in here today working on the computer.
Trying to fix the computer. Me and Andy walk in, open the door, and there's just some fucking dude. And we're like, what the hell?
Not super useful, that guy.
Yeah?
Good job, Dell.
Oh, man, they're trying their best, but their best isn't good enough.
That was
I'll tell
the
you
Dell
that
repairman?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be a character now in our narrative, isn't he? I'm so jealous of this because I love London. And obviously, last time I was there, we were able to have a little meet and greet. And all the best friends came out. It was awesome. I'm jealous because there's a possibility you're going to hang out with T-Hawk. And
oh, we 100%.
You know,
we'll see Tom Hawkins.
I saw Tom Hawkins briefly on the show floor. He stopped by the GameStop or GameSpot co-op booth and was like, "Hey, man." And I'm like, "You just don't have time for me anymore, do you?" And he's like, "Not really."
You said, end quote, "Let me take a picture of you to send to my wife. You're beautiful."
He's a good looking guy. My wife knows it. Okay. I am nothing if not humble. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an egotistical bone in my body.
It's true.
As the ex-champ and probably future champ, I just call him like I see him.
Yeah.
But when my wife met Tom Hawkins, she was like, he is adorable. Mm-hmm. I want to take him home and just take care of him.
Yeah.
Those are my words, not hers. Her words were, he's a very nice human being. I'm glad he came out to help out with his event.
But are your words.
My words.
You
my words
that.
Are a lot more perverse. That's just the way it goes.
Yes.
I'm very excited for you guys, though. Melinda, what month is this?
Kev, can you click on the bit.ly? Oh, you're down there. Oh, August 3rd. No, that's Austin. That is RTX Austin. We'll be there. Yeah. Everyone will be there.
Here we go.
Or at least most of the people. Kevin won't, but Andy will.
Bullshit.
Me, Nick,
September 15th and 16th at the Excel Center. I assume that Excel is some sort of big event center, right?
Yeah. Now, here's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone's like, oh, we want Nick. We want Nick, too, but RT would only send me and Greg. You need to buy the tickets and show up to our panels to prove that we're a big deal.
Yeah.
And then next year, hopefully, Nick will be invited as well.
Fuck Nick!
Here's the thing about me. I have a lot of stipulations. I have a lot of writers in my contract, so they know that Tim and Greg will go. They'll share a room. They'll cuddle up on a single bed. Mm-hmm. I need the penthouse suite at the Ritz. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys have to go out there and you have to show that it's worth the extra $17,000 to send me to London. That's a arbitrary number. I have no idea how much it costs. It's less than that, but you guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to them going though. I'm excited for you guys to see London for the first time because I fucking love that city.
My first time.
London's great.
Over there.
Great.
At all.
It's my first time too.
It's like being in Europe, but everyone speaks English.
And what I want to point out is that WinkFan191 in the chat says Greg will only have a week to beat Spider-Man. Bet your bottom dollar, asshole, that I'm going to have Spider-Man long before then, all right? Don't worry about that.
A and
don't
B,
worry about that.
I don't know if you've ever seen Greg Miller's mobile setup, but he will take his PlayStation 4 onto a plane with him and play for 12 hours.
You goddamn right I will.
Especially if it has an outlet. All you need is an outlet and that little weird monitor.
I don't know.
And a dream.
Yeah, like the Virgin America outlet / Alaska Airlines / no work. Tim Gettys, no Cool Greg anymore airline. That doesn't power a PlayStation 4. I found out the hard way.
Really?
I got sold on one of them game screens with the photo of somebody playing at a Virgin America. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. And then sure enough, I got it as soon as I showed up that last time with God of War. John Drake took one look at it. He's like, that doesn't work. It's like, no, I saw the photo. Sure enough, it didn't work. And I was like, fuck you, John Drake. Why are you always right?
Damn it, man. Why are you always right?
I don't know. I'm sorry about that, Greg. But, you know, you've got the Switch now, man. So that's all that matters.
We're not. What up?
Whoop. All right. Next piece of housekeeping news. Of course, this Friday, we have a very, very, very special giveaway. We are giving away Pode on the Switch and a Switch.
We're giving away a Nintendo Switch on Friday. All you got to do is the same four ways to win the giveaway normally.
Tell them,
be in the Twitch chat.
Tell them,
be a Twitch subscriber.
Reach them.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. $2 or above. All four ways stack. So yeah, we're giving away on Friday. The good people that are making Pode are sending us a Switch to send out. Kevin loves this game.
Does he?
We played. Me and him played it at GDC. It's a cute little puzzle game for the Switch.
Hard to play with someone.
Co-op puzzle game.
Do me a favor. Put this trailer into the housekeeping if you would, Kev. Just remember this. We can show this as we're talking about it because this is adorable.
Anyway,
I'll tell you this. I know nothing about this game. I'm very happy that they're supplying a Switch and a game for us to give away. But I also just like saying the name of it. Pode.
Pode.
It's a funny name, huh? Greg, say it with me. Pode. There it is. There it is. All right, everyone. And last but not least, of course, you have 2 weeks until the gala event of the year.
Less than two
kicks
weeks.
Off.
Can you believe it, Nick?
I cannot believe it. Every day it seems like something else new pops up that I have to take care of. But eventually, this event will happen, hook or crook. It will happen. June 30th at the Bespoke venue in the Westfield Mall. Prom is happening. Bring your date. Bring your pants. Bring a change of underpants, too. Because this venue is going to get so hot. You're gonna sweat through your shoes. That's how hot this is gonna be. Hot. We've been selling tickets left and right and tight.
Love
you know
that,
what?
Man.
I always love it because people are just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Always.
You're running out of chances.
I don't get excited about something until I know I can't go. And then I'm like, why? I mean, I have to go.
Yeah.
I have to go. Yeah. It's just the way it is. Quick reminder, everyone, as if you're watching this live, we will be taking tips throughout the show. If you want to tip us at the $5 or above level, or you want to give us 500 cheers, ask us how our E3 was, ask us what games we saw that we loved, or just ask Tim Geddes, will he ever fly Alaska Airlines again? Well, we will answer all of those tips at the $5 above level. If you don't want a tip, no worries, you're watching the show. That is awesome support, and we love you very, very, very much. If you want to show your support for free, Amazon Prime, guess what? Y'all have it. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We got a lot of you last month. Thank you all for signing up, all the new people that signed up for the E3 content. We have all sorts of awesome content. So if you're watching this for the first time, and you're like, they haven't talked about games yet. Well, we did. First off, we talked about three games. And Games Daily is after this. So you can just, this is like a little primer for Games Daily. They call this the fake show. Some people call it the fun show.
Yes.
And then Games Daily happens. Like, that's like the serious show. Like, this is art class. That's like biology.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that.
But it's like, if you're really into biology, it's great. But if you're really into art class, you just look at some hot dudes and paint some pictures.
Yeah, dude.
Where was it going?
I don't know. I didn't know where you were going, but you ended there.
Where was it going, ladies and gentlemen? All right, Kev, it's news time. Huh. The news. There it is. There it is. I had to move it a little bit. You see that, Kev? I had to get moving in the butt. Just get a little bit of this. I saw Incredibles 2 this weekend, and apparently I am not alone. This broke a record for animated movies, $180 million opening.
Wow.
So that not only broke a record, it fucking destroyed all animated movies. It actually is the eighth highest ever opening for a movie.
Wow, that's weekend. Nuts.
And I will say this,
man.
I will say this. For Incredibles, you saw Incredibles 1, obviously. Everyone
Incredibles
has.
1, yes.
Yes, you have not seen Incredibles 2.
I have not seen 2. I was going to. And the group I was with would rather watch Ocean's 8. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. We can get talk about that right after this. My wife, in a surprising mood, was like, hey, I know you worked really hard this week. I know you want to see this Incredibles 2. I really like the first one. Normally, she doesn't like the animated movies, let alone going to the theater to see the animated movies, because guess who is in the theater most of the time when you're watching an animated movie? Children. However,
especially the fucking Father's Day weekend.
There's some weird thing where we saw I'm not Finding Dory. I want to say Inside Out. We saw Inside Out 2 Father's Days ago, or whenever it came out. And she was like, you know what? It's actually kind of nice to watch an animated movie with families and kids around, because you get that vibe of it. Let's go see The Incredibles. I'm going to take you to see The Incredibles 2. And I'm like, I'm in. Enough said. Go and see it. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, no fucking way is this movie going to be as good as the first one. It's going to be like pale in comparison, because you expect sequels. Then I remember, this is Pixar.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be good. And guess what? It was fucking good.
Awesome.
It was good.
Hell yeah.
Not as good as the first one.
Okay.
But very few things can be as good as Incredibles. Incredibles is almost a near perfect movie.
My thing is, I think Incredibles is great. I don't think it's perfect. I don't think,
I think Incredibles is one of the best superhero movies ever made. Like, in my opinion. Yeah. Having said that, I think you're going to like this a lot more. Because it literally picks up when the last one left off. Like,
exactly.
And it's all about the family dynamics. And it's a looser story, but there's a lot of fucking hilarious scenes.
Yeah.
And they're all about Jack-Jack. They're all around Jack-Jack.
Oh,
all
right.
And his powers. It's and the way, it's just, these guys are masters. Like, Brad Bird is a fucking
master.
Dude,
exactly, man. Brad motherfucking Bird, my man.
It gives you everything you want. It's a little bit different. It's not, I mean, it's, you know, we're on some tried and true, like, treaded ground already, but it just, it's good. It's fucking good. I like this. So, and I want you to watch it, and I want to do like an in-depth
review. Definitely
going
to watch
it. I'm trying not to spoil anything for people, because I know it's only been out for like weekends. But man, I fucking love this movie.
I was surprised by how many things in the trailers I still enjoyed that I had seen.
Dude, they did one of the best things ever, and they did not. There's a moment in this movie. There's a scene that happens in this movie about midway through. That is the funniest fucking scene I've ever seen in any animated movie in my life.
All right.
And you have not seen of it. You have not seen any of it in the trailer.
Yeah.
And it's just their, I don't know. I mean, obviously it's an animated movie, so you can go back and tweak, but their comedic timing, Pixar's comedic timing in this is unparalleled. It's so good at points.
I'm excited, man. It's I really wanted to see it a couple days ago.
I'll bring up the chat here.
I will see it soon.
I very much liked it. You saw Ocean's 8 instead.
I saw Ocean's 8.
People are very lukewarm on this movie. They're like, meh.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It did well in the box office.
All the reviews I'm seeing are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had my wife saw it, and I think a couple of my other friends saw it, and they were like, it's okay.
I was blown away.
They said it wasn't as exciting as it was.
Oh my God, dude. I thought it was fucking awesome. I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect movie, but I'd say it was a solid, like, 8.
Really? Yeah, that sounds about right.
I hated the trailers. I thought it looked horrible. I thought no joke landed. Everything about it, I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking trash. And I was like, whatever, Gio wanted to see it. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
Let's go.
It's a movie. It's popcorn.
It was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, man. It was super fun. The twists are cool. All the characters are absolute cartoon versions of stereotypes, but it works. The world that they build is so fucking awesome. The heist itself makes sense and is really interesting.
Interesting.
And the plan they have, I'm like, this is some schemey shit.
I got to go back and see this.
Characters are fucking awesome. And what blew me away the most is every joke that didn't land in the trailers worked in the movie.
Really?
All of them. And it's the context of it. It's like the room it had to breathe and like how they set up the characters to get to the jokes. I was like, oh man, like totally blew me away because I thought it was going to be horseshit.
It's Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Rihanna.
Aquafina.
And, what's her name? Is Melissa McCarthy in it or no?
No,
she's not.
Aquafina, Aquafina is the Asian girl. And then it's Helen Bonham Carter.
Helen Bonham Carter. And then Anne Hathaway is sort of like the mark, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anne Hathaway is, yeah.
That's good. I like the idea of
Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway kills it in this movie.
She kind of plays herself like an amplified version of herself.
Yeah, and
right?
Well, I don't know about that. It's I hope not.
What's she supposed to be like? Is she like the bitchy
actress? Yeah.
Like the.
But she's great. Kate Blanchett steals the fucking show, man.
Dude,
every outfit she wears
in Thor Ragnarok.
No, she did it.
She stole the show in this movie, and she stole my heart.
Yes, that can be true. Her outfits are fucking amazing, and she's just a
Kate Blanchett's
ass,
a bad
man.
Motherfucker.
The whole, but yeah, the movie's super fun. You, I think, would really like it.
I see, here's the thing. I love, I'll call her Sandy Bullock, because, you know, we're friends. I love Sandra Bullock in a comedic role. Obviously, that's most of
not a comedic
career.
Movie.
Really?
Not a comedic movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. Funny moments, not a comedic movie. It is very much a stylized heist movie.
All right. Fuck. Maybe I'm in on this. Maybe I slept on this, and now I got to wake up on this. Maybe I got to be woke on this. Is that the right word? When you sleep on something, do you woke up on it? Cool, Greg. What's the opposite of I slept on this?
Woke. You nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you, Cool Greg. Tim shook his head at me. Tim shook his head at me like it was wrong.
Let's just keep going, Nick. Let's just push right through this.
Let's pull this next story up. I found this. Who the hell knows where? This is set footage from Wonder Woman, the 1984.
I didn't realize it was called Wonder Woman 1984.
I didn't realize that was called either, but that's awesome. Did you see the other picture that came out where she was in the mall?
Yeah.
That was awesome. And everyone's got like the high. Anything set in the 80s, you got me. Look at how is she on wires?
What the fuck is happening?
What is going on here?
How is she so fast?
It looks like she's not moving with the ground. I don't like this. Do you see what I'm saying?
There's something.
She's got to be on
what
wires,
what is happening?
Right?
Is everything around her just moving really slowly?
No, those people are moving at a normal speed. She's just booking ass. But I thought she was like on wires. Just watch when she slows down here. What the fuck? Like, see, like it's almost like her feet aren't moving, like bad cartoon animation.
Yeah, the cameras are on wires, so I think that she's
got to be on wires too, right?
Just kind of like huffing it as fast as she
can.
There's
no way.
What? Get in here. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, if you... Hold on.
What?
Replay it one more time, and like, you're focusing on this. Look at the camera or whatever this rig is over here on the side.
That's the one probably for that rig that's in front of her.
It's got to be both of her. Because when I first saw this today on the DCEU worldwide web, as I am dialed into the dark web, some call it, I thought, somebody's like, man, look at the conditioning Gal Gadot's got. And I watched it, I was like, fuck, she's running good. And then I was like... No. But wait, like I've seen us run, and like granted, we're not the same athletic class.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah,
Greg?
Where are you going with this?
Greg?
First
think
off,
about
I only see one person in this office run.
Think
Kevin,
about the times you've
fell.
Seen somebody run and bite it, right? They wouldn't have her out there
every
in her high
Kevin
heel
runs.
Boots running and fucking. She bites it. She tears up her leg. Production's pushed back.
That's her.
She's not really running. That's her.
That ain't her.
That's her.
If we zoom in on the frame, can we enhance
that? That's why. Yeah, that's why I think it's. I mean,
it's
probably
a stunt person.
It's a close up. Why would they? It's got to be her, and that's why she's on wires.
That's good. That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The shot is a tight close up, as Nick would tell me, of her huffing it down the street there.
I don't know, man.
Fuck you, Tim.
Yeah.
I love, by the way, that all the cars, everything's period. It's. I'm so into this.
Is this coke on the ground from last week?
Probably.
Jesus, Andy.
You want to clear that
Andy
up?
Cortez.
Want to clear that out, please?
I want you to bring Andy here and rub his nose in it.
You saw a picture of her standing in the mall, right?
Sorry.
The screenshot of her standing in the mall with
all
the people.
I did see that. That's great.
Fucking fantastic. Fantastic. I'm jacked for this movie. I'm jacked for this movie.
You're jacked for the movie.
Oh, my God.
It'll come. It'll happen.
Patty Jenkins directed a few episodes of the Entourage. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back. I'm like, oh, Patty Jenkins' name on that bad boy.
Big old Patty Jenkins.
Big old PJ.
I watched Wonder Woman again on the plane back when it finally happened.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase
that.
I watched the first two thirds of Wonder Woman again on the plane.
I like the last
And then I switched off. No,
I
you
like
don't.
When he becomes a god. I like that.
Nobody likes that.
I thought it was fine.
No.
Okay.
I thought it was as fine as the rest of the movie.
Absolutely not.
No. Oh, man.
But you know, but here's why I like it. Tip.
Yeah.
Because he plays Professor Lupin. And I have a soft spot in my heart for David Lewis, or however the hell you say his last name. Love him. Love him. Love him.
Love him.
Started watching this British series called Case Files or Case Something, or the fuck knows.
Case
because now, some dumb BBC, oh, that's just a pretty decent BBC series about a detective, because it's Draco Malfoy's dad plays the detective.
Yeah.
So if you were in a Harry Potter film, you get at least 40 minutes of my time for whatever stupid project you're working on. And I respect that. Kevin, bring up this next news story. This is a few days old, but since we missed everything last week, did you see this? I love these. And I know that it's just me trolling and somehow coming all the way back to The Last Jedi, but it doesn't matter. This is from Adam Bankhurst over at IGN. It says, back in 2012, if George Lucas hadn't sold Lucasfilm for over $4 billion, he would have created a third Star Wars trilogy focused on midichlorians and the microbiotic world. Greg, I know you love this. Speaking to filmmaker James Cameron for the second episode of his six-part AMC series, James Cameron's Story of Science Fiction, which sounds like a fucking amazing series that I should be watching, but I don't watch anything on cable television anymore. Lucas went more in depth about what the future of Star Wars would have looked like were he still in charge. Quote, the next three Star Wars films, we're going to get into a microbiotic world, he explained to Cameron. There's this world of creatures that operate differently than we do. I call them the, now I need help with this, because this is in Star Wars lore, the Wills?
Oh,
the
Wills.
Yeah. And the Wills are the ones who actually control the universe. They feed off of the Force. He goes on to explain that the individuals in that galaxy far, far away were, quote, vehicles for the Wills to travel around in, and the conduit in is the midichlorians. The midichlorians are the ones that communicate with the Wills. The Wills, in a general sense, they are the Force.
Well, there's the Wills.
Now, people, I did a little bit of research on this and then totally got lost on the rabbit hole because this is not obviously real necessarily in the Star Wars universe. But evidently people are saying that Snoke might have been one of these Wills characters. Have you heard about this?
I don't fucking know. It's honestly wild. I don't care. This is such bullshit. Everything that was said here is garbage. Meaningless garbage. Let's take a bunch of expanded universe stuff that, you know, isn't real anymore, add it with a bitch of fucking George Lucas bullshit, put it together. IGN has a headline.
I know.
Call it a day.
Aren't you so glad? Aren't you so glad that that Disney took over for him?
I am.
I mean, even though I did not exactly like the last two films that came out, I'm just glad that they're at least coherent, that they don't have random microbes. I don't need deep sci-fi in Star Wars, okay? How's gravity work on the ships? I don't care. Who cares? It's fucking Star Wars. They got lightsabers. That's dope. All right. Speaking of real space stuff, I saw this while I was taking a crap, and guess what? This got me excited. President Trump directs DOD to establish a space force in a surprising announcement.
Can I read the next line?
Yeah.
Quote, we're going to have the Air Force and we're going to have the Space Force. Separate, but equal.
Now, what I got to be honest with you. I very much I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not going to get political on this. I don't agree with a lot of his social policies, and I don't really like the way he conducts himself. Having said all that, if we have a space force that is dope, I'm in. Now, the story reads, you read the quote, runs. The announcement came as a surprise in a meeting where the newly revived National Space Council was set to unveil the first comprehensive policy on space traffic management. Trump's first proposal, proposed the idea of a space force in March 2018, contradicting Defense Secretary Jim Mattis' opposition to creating a new military service. Now, it's worth noting that they weren't opposed to having a force in space. They just didn't want to make another branch of the military.
Yeah.
Originally, Trump wanted the Space Corps, which was like Space Corps, basically, which would have been an offshoot of the Air Force. And now he's just like, you know what's cooler than having an offshoot of the Air Force? A Space Force.
The only good news that can come from this is...
This is great.
In 10 years, a movie called Space Force One.
We've already had it.
With an
oh my God, that's amazing.
Harrison Ford, yes. And at some point he goes, get off my spaceship.
And they kick him off into space. The guy just kind of floats.
And they fucking freeze.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I'm in.
No, real talk, Kevin. What's your take on this? Because I feel like having a space force is sort of
sure there's some thing that we all signed, like all nations thing, that we wouldn't have any weapons up there.
That was the moon.
No.
We can't laserize
the moon.
I think
in space. No. I think we can't weaponize space.
Yeah, we're not supposed to. They're not supposed to have weaponized satellites and shit, but I think we've already done it.
This seems like maybe, you know, it's going to go against that, but whatever. Cool, space rockets.
Here's what I'm saying right now, though. Do you think that this is somehow going to reignite some level of the space race? Do you think this is going to get people, like, we're going to start putting money into space again?
I do not think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that, like, anyone anywhere is going to be like, all right, we give a fuck. They're just going to be like, all right, we'll see what happens.
I'm going to lay down, this shit ain't happening.
When they make Robotech fighters, when they make the Veritech fighter, and the spacesuits look really cool, yeah, motherfucker's going to eat your words. Space Force.
I mean, again, if it happens, sure, I'm in. If it happens...
Space Force.
Space Force.
I hate you so much.
Everybody fucking hates me. Everybody hates me and everybody loves me. Everyone's midichlorian. Everyone's midichlorian. All right, that's it for news stories.
Can you do it, cool Greg?
Cool. How do you do an S and an F
thing? Remember?
How do you do SF? S. F.
My fingers hurt big enough, but
there's a whole fucking thing. I don't know.
Who the fuck knows? All right. Let's see what people are saying. Well, hopefully the Space Force will protect us from Goldar, Zed, and Rita.
Yeah.
Says Dakota X. That's interesting.
That's good.
Very interesting.
Do you know who those characters are, Nick?
They're from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers,
right? Yes, they are. Yes,
there you go. I watched that movie.
You nailed it.
It's a good movie. Gotta make another one. As soon as they sell... Didn't Saban just sell to someone?
Yeah,
to Hasbro.
Yeah, that's better. They really know what they're doing with that Transformers series. All right, Kevin, it's big topic time. Now, over the weekend, I don't normally pay attention to
this. Yeah.
I don't normally pay attention to things during the weekdays, especially during the weekends. But I'm seeing you tweet incessantly about this. Mm-hmm. There's a grave injustice. There's a disturbance in the Force.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell happened?
So, you know, I went to war with the parking people in San Francisco. I went to war with Sprint.
I had a fight with Shingles.
Those are two wars that
we're currently
most
feuding,
would say I lost.
Currently feuding with the Mr. Bucket people until July when they lift the sanction on us.
But this Alaska situation goes far beyond any of those silly battles that I had. This is all out fucking war.
This is war.
Nick Scarpino.
War.
For people that don't know, we all went down to E3 last week and we were there, had a great time, worked our asses off. Day in, day out, all through the night, all through the day. Then we go home. You and Greg were staying in LA.
Yeah, I stayed an extra night to LA, went over to the store.
Yeah.
I call it the store now because I've been there.
How'd it go?
Comedy store. Oh, we just hung out with Josh McCuga. Well, first off, Greg and I did a Schmodown.
That was a show we did.
We did a Patreon version of Schmodown versus James and Elise Willems. We can't talk about
find
it.
Find out,
if we
June
29th. June 29th, that's when it goes
live. We're friends.
Kind of funny prom eve.
Mm. And then Josh and I hung out, went over to the store. I got to meet a guy named Rick Ingram. I'm a very big fan of his. I listened to the Comedy Store podcast, and I totally embarrassed myself. He came in, I was like, hey, man, what's going on? And Josh was like, hey, this is Nick. He's a comic up in San Francisco. And Rick was like, hey, man, nice to meet you. We talked about how Rick just did his second spot on I'm Dying Up Here, which is that Showtime show. And I was like, hey, man, just to let you know, big fan of your podcast. I've listened to every, and as I started saying that, he was like, cool, I got to go check in. All right, I'll see you later. And just walked away. Yeah. And I was like, well, that was the wrong thing to say. Long story short, I catch this stuff going on. What's happening here? You guys were apparently still in LA when this was
when
happening.
When all of it was going down. So what happened was we get to the airport, like got through TSA. It was awesome. No problems for the first time ever with TSA. And I'm like, this is going to be a good day. Little did I know, things were about to take a turn for the worst. We get onto the plane, and it's me, Joey, Andy, Kevin, cool Greg, right? We get on, everything's fine.
Andy just walks in smiling.
Yeah.
He just walks in giggling to himself.
So we get on this goddamn plane, and we're all sitting kind of in clusters and stuff. Kevin was sitting really far away from us for some reason.
Joey's fucking hilarious.
Joey put Kevin's seat way, way far from us, and it was totally worth it. Totally worth it. Anyway, so we're there, and you know, we're sitting, and we're on the tarmac.
I needed that.
We're on the tarmac for a while, and we're sitting there, and I had gotten on the plane earlier than other people because of I fly a lot, whatever. And I'm sitting there. I fell asleep. I never fall asleep on a plane. So I was like, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to wake up and be in San Francisco.
Love it.
You know?
Sleepy.
That's not what happened. I woke up from my brother tapping me on the shoulder. Yo, they're kicking me off the plane. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is not how I wanted to deal with all this shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, what ended up happening is my brother, for everybody that knows him, he's a gentle soul.
Yeah, he's beautiful. Right? Like, on the way there, I want you guys to know he was watching Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them and Boy Meets World. Two screens, mellowing out, man. Just fucking hanging out.
But he, you know, he can get kind of a lot of anxiety and deal with a lot of that type of stuff.
Yeah, air flights suck. I get a little claustrophobic. I get a little anxious on those.
So
as well.
He was sitting next to you. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah.
Getting little bubbles in the tummy. So he's like, oh, shit, I gotta go.
We were also, just to clarify, we were sitting at the tarmac for 2 hours.
Jesus. Oh, is that the case?
Yeah. Oh, you did you not? I was asleep. You slept 2 hours, right? 2 hours, yeah.
I hate when they do that, when you're on the fucking plane for that long.
It might not have been that long.
On the front end?
We were there for 8 hours. How long was it? 45 minutes.
I don't know at what point you got off the plane.
But we were there for a long time.
Wow. So, yeah, okay.
We were all dozing in and out.
Okay, so we're dozing in and out. We're on this tarmac, and it's fucking shitty, right?
Right.
But then, so Kugler goes to go to the bathroom. And so he walks, goes all the way back, and he's in there. And what ended up happening is he was in the bathroom for too long, taking a shit.
How long were you in the bathroom? How long has this shit got taken?
How long were you in the bathroom?
Like, that doesn't seem like a long time.
8 or 9 minutes.
It didn't seem that long.
8 or 9 minutes.
I spent much longer in there.
Yeah, but that's a long time for an airplane bathroom.
No, I like to fucking lay out. I take my shirt off sometimes. I don't give a fuck. It's my bathroom if I go in there. You come in, you're coming into my world.
So Greg's in the bathroom, takes a shit, deals with all this stuff.
You gotta drop that fucking deuce.
He gets out of the bathroom and immediately, no one knocked on the door. Nobody like was giving him a warning. Cause I can understand if they're like, hey, we're holding up the plane to leave because this dude's in the bathroom.
Pinch it off, bro.
Give a fucking knock and be like, hey, excuse me. Like, we're trying to go, like, whatever. Don't do that at all. He opens the door. He's all self-conscious cause he's like, I'm sorry. Can I say all this or am I putting you on blast? He's in there already like tripping out. He's like, fuck man, it's about to stink. I don't want to like be awkward with all
again,
the people around.
You just gotta embrace
you know
that.
How my brother thinks. Right?
When the door opens and the guy sees you and then the smell hits him, you just wink at him. They're like, yeah, you're getting some fucking grade A prime Scarpino
See,
in there,
that's,
sir.
That's how Nick would handle that situation.
Prime
my brother, not so much.
I'm on an all protein diet. It smells like an old lady in there. Have fun.
God damn. Way more sensitive with all that stuff. So he's really concerned about this. The last thing he wanted to do is open the door and have to deal with the fucking flight attendants giving him shit. Yeah. So he opens the door and like they're like, hey, you were in there like too long. You got to get off the plane. Like, are you okay? And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm just feeling a little sick. And they're like, you got to get off the plane. And he was like, what? And they're like, you were throwing up too long. He's like, I didn't throw up. And then that's when they started walking off the plane and grabbed me. Like he was, because he was like, what the fuck, dude, Tim, like they're trying to kick me off. So I stand up. I start asking them what's going on. They tell me I'm kicked off because I'm intoxicated.
To be clear, you were not intoxicated.
To be clear, and that's the thing that from my tweets, a lot of people are like, well, if they were drunk and caused you, I was asleep. I had not drank anything at all. I wake up, I stand up, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, he was throwing up for too long in the bathroom. I look at my brother, I'm like, were you throwing up? He's like, nah, bruh. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, what's, he says he's fine. Like, things are fine. He's like, you're intoxicated, let's go. And I was like, what? So then I look at Andy, and I'm like, hey, man, like, there's a bunch of camera equipment here. Like, I guess I'm kicked off the plane. Can you make sure that we get it? I was hella mad and confused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We get to the, like, front of the plane, and I'm like, I don't want to hold up the whole plane and shit, but at the same time, I'm like, I want to get fucking home, man. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he's fine. He's fine. The captain's like, no, it's my call. If I say you get off, you get off. And I'm like, so I get off for a second. And then I start, like, there was like a group of people that were like trying to like get us to you know, leave as if we're some fucking terrorists.
Yes. Greg Miller from the pit.
Thank you for understanding how this works.
I understand.
Tim Geddes, Greg Miller from kindoffunny.com. The one question I have was, you've seen this happen before, right? At anything, did you get your phone out and start live streaming?
Dude, it happened so fast. And the second that we got out, I was like, fuck, I should have pulled my phone up and started, you know, filming this and documenting what was going on.
Yeah, because remember that one time that poor dude got the shit beat out of him by a giant air marshal?
And that was the thing. It was like, I didn't
Why
think
did
about
it. Because
it was fucking, because he screamed, like bellowed. It was sad. But it's funny. We can all laugh about it now, right, Kevin?
I didn't think about it until afterwards.
With that dude.
But the second we were on the other side, I was like, fuck, I should have had like documentation of this. But whatever. We get out and then they're treating us like fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like they're just like acting like we're a problem. And then we get over and I'm just like, hey, he's fine. I don't know what's going on. And then this little fucking punk ass kid, he's just like, hey man, it's not my deal. When they tell you get off, you get off. They say that you're intoxicated, whatever. And I was like, no, I'm not intoxicated. What the fuck? You can't just kick me off the plane. Yeah,
you can't just claim someone's intoxicated.
And you're like, oh, whatever. And then they close the door, which was like, you motherfuckers. So there's no chance.
Yeah, once the door's closed, you're like, now.
And then they just double down, man. They double down on the whole thing and just like, it's a liability. He could have got other people sick. What?
You're like, if he's drunk?
And I'm like, I was like, he was taking a shit.
Yeah.
You fucking assholes. And yeah. I was like, you didn't even give him a warning. Like, what is going on here? And also, I'm not intoxicated. I was very upset about that. I'm getting so heated right now, even thinking about it. But like, Yeah, the whole thing was so shitty. And my brother's sitting there fucking terrified. You know, imagine my brother dealing with this situation.
He's thinking the fucking TSA is going to come arrest him and put him in Fed jail.
100%. He's just like fucking tripping out. And so he's sitting there and I'm just like, look what you fucking doing to my brother. Like, and then they're like, why did you stand up? I'm like, it's my brother.
Yeah.
And second off, what the fuck was going on?
Yeah.
Like, this is some bullshit. And then we get out and they treated us so fucking poorly. And then eventually I tried calming down. And I kept asking to elevate it to managers. And I got this dude eventually. And I was like, I need to approach this from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Calm the fuck down. And I talked to them. They got me booked on another flight that ended up getting delayed like 10 times. We were in the airport for 10 hours. Just me and my brother. The airport was fucking packed. Yeah. There was like nowhere to stay comfortably.
Coming back probably from E3 that day.
It was such worst. Fucking
that
bullshit,
terminal,
man.
By the way, is so small for how many planes go out of it. That it's like, I've been there, I think I came out from this, it's the one where like you go up a little escalator, there's a little, like it's like a circle, it's terrible. Oh,
yeah. Now, the big problem, is, and the reason that I imagine that they thought that he was like fucked up is because it's my brother, come here, cool Greg. You gotta show the people the hair. He walks out of the bathroom with his hat off, with his hair like fuck, like he's looking like this.
Yeah.
We know it, normal ass cool Greg, right?
Yeah.
But like to them, they're like, oh shit, this is the problem. I also didn't shower that morning and I had product in my hair, so my shit was kind of fucked up too. I
looked, y'all look hungover as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. But it's just like, dude, like I was fucking fine. Also,
like me and Greg got maybe 2 or 3 hours of sleep that night because we were trying to export some videos.
So I understand, but it's just like you can't fucking judge somebody based on how they look like that when they're fucking fine, taking a shit.
I thought cool Greg vomited. I straight up like, cause I was in and out of it. And so cool Greg like stands up and I hear him go like, my bad guys, my bad. And like, he's talking to cause there was a guy in between us, some rando. And I was like, oh fuck. And I was like kind of looking towards to see like, did he throw up? And the flight attendant was like, are you good to fly? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. So like, I think she thought that it was way worse than it was, that he just needed to like take a shit and be done with it. But I think she thought it was like, oh, I might vomit everywhere. Like, I don't really, it was, I was so like out of it. I was so confused by everything too.
Which I totally understand. And I know that like, there's nothing, like, it's a fucking horror story imagining somebody just throwing up all over a fucking plane, you know? Yeah. But that wasn't the case. And on top of that, like I was talking to Gia, she's like, I can't even count the amount of times I've thrown up on a plane.
Dude, I can't count the amount of times I've flown back and forth to Vegas and had people fucking hammered on planes.
And like, that's the thing, man.
It's
like,
I mean, maybe this policy is tightening. I don't understand it, but like, I don't know. I'm sorry you guys had to deal with that.
Alaska has this policy where when you're getting on the plane, if you get put on a list based on how you look.
Yeah.
And so Cool Greg made the list. And when they got on, the flight attendants were watching him because the captain saw him walking on the plane.
Yeah.
And straight up was like, he's on, like, keep your eye on him.
You just got profiled.
Profile, dude. And so doing all that shit, I'm like, congrats. This fucking sucks. But anyway, yeah, it's been a fucking nightmare. And I put the tweets out. And I do not really like the whole, let's use my fucking Twitter verification to like start shit with customer service.
No, but sometimes that's the only way you can actually affect change.
This was one of those situations where I'm like, fuck this noise. Like, this is not acceptable. I was so, so enraged. Put out the tweet. Within literally 10 seconds, they DM'd me.
Yeah.
Super nice, super apologetic. They were like, hey, like, tell me what happened. I asked to get on the phone with somebody. They called me within minutes. We talked for like an hour trying to figure everything out, and they opened a case that they're trying to see what's going on. They need
now
to talk
to the real shit.
Because, like, I wrote the flight number down. Like, I need the flight number in the tweet. Like, I was just like, we're going in. Fuck that pilot. Fuck all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then they told me, they're like, we need to figure out the case and stuff. We'll call you tomorrow. That was Friday. They did not call me Saturday. They did not call me Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's Monday and they still haven't called me. Oh, no. I'm giving them a little more time because I don't want to fucking like put out all this shit and then not be able to take the call because we have shows that we have to record all day.
Yeah, of course.
But you better damn believe if they don't call me back, I'm about to rage hell. And by rage hell, raise hell.
Raise hell.
I mean, I'm
rage hell is awesome too.
My tweets and say I'm even more angry than before.
That's great. Well, I support you on this. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, guys.
Dude, it was such fucking bullshit.
That sounds
man.
Like it was just a really big miscommunication, and that the flight people there could have had a little bit more patience with you, and maybe assessed the situation a little bit more.
And it just sucks because like my brother already has fucking problems getting on planes and like dealing with all this shit. And it's like, can you imagine the next time we have to fly somewhere? It's just like I hate this.
Cool,
man.
Greg. I'm gonna give you a piece of advice right now. There's two things I'm gonna tell you. One, poop before the plane takes off. Or two, hold it until the plane gets to the height, then it compacts it a little bit, shoots out like a rocket.
Now, but here's the bigger problem with the poop, though, is if they were on the tarmac for 2 hours.
Oh, I start to lose. I'll tell you one thing right now. As a person who's claustrophobic, I lose my shit if I have to be on that tarmac for 2 hours. Yeah. I start thinking about we're in a fucking enclosed tin can. I don't like it. And I don't like that there's zero communication. The only time it was actually nice was when it used to be Virgin America, or Virgin was the airplane, and they would just ice you down. Yeah. You know, you'd look over and it was just cold air coming out, and it was just relaxing. That was always fun.
They still do that.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still the same planes.
I don't know if it was a different plane or a different plane.
Yeah, no, it's still the same shit. But yeah, it was just ridiculous. And like, so for all the people that are like, oh, are you ever going to fly Alaska again? This is a couple people's fucking fault. And like, there's no airline that's going to be better than this.
No, all that needs to happen is this. Y'all need to get a little, like a cool travel voucher. Like someone can give you a free flight someplace. And they need to just talk to their crew and be like, let's back off. Let's just make sure we're talking about it. Because this is the one thing I totally sympathize. I've worked in the service industry before. I sympathize with you're having a hard day. Maybe the flight's a little bit delayed. You've already been on the tarmac for 2 hours. You're already dealing with the 300 people on a plane who are pissed off at you. And you're a flight attendant. You're trying to keep them happy. So I get that tensions are high. Having said that, you know, this is a teachable moment, as they say. You need to go back and tell those people, hey, you guys made a mistake. Mm-hmm. These people were fine. They just needed to take a shit.
Yeah.
What's up, Greg?
I just want to point out, I flew back on Alaska yesterday, had my own troubles with them. They did not give me that piece of chocolate they usually give me towards the end of the flight to thank me for being an MVP gold member. So I'm pretty.
Did you hear about this shit? On the way down there, someone came up to Greg and said, "Sir," and hands him like a gift bag, a package with like, I don't know, what was it? Was there a drink too, or was it just the chocolate?
It's just chocolate.
This beautiful Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory chocolate. Yeah. It's wrapped in this like gold lame ribbon that I think was made of real gold. And they said, "Sir," like, by the way, Greg's in the window seat. I swear to God, he reached over the two other people that were sitting in front of him and he said, "Sir, I want to thank you for your loyal patronage to this airline. Here is a chocolate." And sure as shit, I fucking felt it. I didn't even need to see it. I felt Greg look over at me and smile as he ate that fucking chocolate.
I know, and that's
then
some real shit.
Then he offered to let me smell the wrapper. That's what he offered.
Yeah, that's a true story.
I love it.
But well, I was like, hey, real if you see these Geddes brothers ever come through here again, don't fucking fly.
Put them in airline jail.
I said this in the tweet, but like Alaska, jail, but besides this shit, Alaska's treated me so well over the last couple months. And like the whole Virgin thing, like obviously I'm pissed off about that. And like I loved Virgin.
Yeah.
And so like having to switch sucks, but like they've been so good to me. And like they've upgraded me countless times. And like it just sucks that now there's this thing souring my experience with them. And like I hope that they fix some shit. I hope that they make this better because like it was absolutely unacceptable, and like I was so fucking mad.
I'm glad about two things. One, I'm glad I wasn't there, because we would be in a federal penitentiary right now. I would have escalated that. It would have been bad. And two, I'm glad you guys made it home safe.
Yeah.
All kidding aside.
After fucking a million years.
I'll tell you one thing right now. As bad as this sounds, at least it's not United. I will say that.
At least it's not United. Cheers to that.
United, it's been my experience that people that work at United treat you like you are a fucking prisoner and that you should be lucky for the prison transport back and forth from LA to San Francisco. They treat you like a piece of fucking meat. And not in a good way. Not in the way all those cougars just treat Uncle Nicky. You know what I mean? All right, let's go into some tips.
What is he saying?
What?
What are the tips, Nick?
We have a few tips. No. Well, we have one cheer from Melty Drail, but it's not at the threshold, but I said your name anyway, so it doesn't matter. Crazy Keegan gave us a tip and said, "Hey, Nick, what was the name of that diet you're on that started with the fast? I want to start eating better and less, and I'm hoping this would be a good way to kickstart that." Avocado, I think is what it was. No, it's not that. It's spelled differently.
I think it was Avocado.
Yeah, can you Google it and put a link to it in the chat if you wouldn't mind?
Do you want me to put a link just to the word?
Yeah, or just the Google search of it. It's A-V. It's like avocado, but with two U's, I think. Avocado or some shit like that. Nick is the true champ. Said, "Love you guys. Keep up all the amazing work." Oh, there's more tips coming in. Keep all the amazing work. I have a fun clip. Hopefully it gets past the Great Wall of Kevin and his massive shlong.
You want to watch it?
Sure. Well, he said the word shlong. I haven't heard that since the 90s.
All right, here we go. I'm blue. I would beat off a guy.
Fuck, dude.
What, dude?
That's a good fun clip. You did it, guys. Clip.
WetDirt28 gave us another tip and said, "Guys, I got married this past weekend. I created a hype intro video inspired by your reenactments of the MCU post-credit scenes from MCU in Review. I sent Tim a message on Reddit for you guys to enjoy."
I will check that out. Thank you very much, WetDirt.
Panzer G2 says, fuck Alaska Air, make Kevin get his pilot license and rent a plane from now on. G7s from now on.
Kevin's dad was a pilot.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Kev, get on that, please. Kaylee Q9 says, with every day that brings us closer to prom, I get more terrified of leaving the country alone for the first time, but I am super pumped because my hotel is 5-minute walk from the venue, and I only found out yesterday. Hashtag, let's do this.
Let's go.
You're going to be great. Don't worry about it. You're going to have fun. Leaving the country for the first time is an excellent, excellent experience, and you will enjoy the shit out of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is giveaway time. I'm sorry, it's PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO time, and then giveaway time. We're going to go through this real quick. Skizza is shouting out our boy, Snowbike Mike. Says, I met Mike Howard, a.k.a. Snowbike Mike, for the first time at KFL3 while waiting in line. You could say the rest is history. Mike is truly one of the best friends out there. He is an incredibly hard worker, has positive energy for days, is excellent at every stream/host job he does, is giving, thoughtful, and always welcoming and open to everyone. There are lots of best friends in the community that over the past year have become true best friends, and many that deserve a shout out. I will start to leave one a week to cover them all. But at the moment, I want to give Snowbike Mike a shout out. So let's put some pugs in the gosh darn chat.
Fuck yeah.
Get them in there.
Get them pugs ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two illustrious sponsors of this show. So we have two giveaways. Our first sponsor is Hims, a wellness brand for men. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's a problem out there. And that problem is 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. Thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. Easier to keep your hair, the hair you have, than replace the hair you've lost. So, Hims has the solution for you. For Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can now be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are just prescription solutions backed by science. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I've used this service. It's very easy. You go on, you fill out a questionnaire of, like, where you're bald. You take pictures of yourself. You put it out there. And a real doctor gets in contact with you, and they prescribe a solution for you. And also, I think they have the gummies back. If not, I'm talking about them anyway. I don't care. Because guess what? These gummies are amazing. Mm-hmm. Got these little biotin vitamin gummies, and I eat them. And sometimes I have to stop myself because I have to remind myself they are not, in fact, Sour Patch Kids. Here's the call to action right here, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That is forhims.com/morningshow. Forhims.com/morningshow. If you're worried about it, do something about it. That's my new tagline for them.
I love it.
Okay. I also like that. I like the design of their website. Very minimalist. Cool pictures. Next, we have MeUndies. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You've definitely heard us talking about MeUndies. You know, the fun, comfy undies that feel so good, that feel as good as they look. To those of you who haven't tried them yet, well, listen up.
Oh, well.
You can get incredible underwear sent to your door with MeUndies, meaning no more hunting around for the perfect pair at a crowded store or even settling for, quote, good enough. MeUndies are made with sustainably sourced material from beechwood trees. Their naturally soft fiber make a fabric that won't sag down or ride up. Trust me, once you put on a pair, you'll get it. Tim?
Yes.
You love MeUndies, right?
I do.
Are you wearing MeUndies right now?
I am. Every single day of my life.
How?
Now, I went to MeUndies.com today, just for fun.
Yeah, why not?
And I saw that they announced a new line of lounge pants.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Greg Miller.
Yeah?
Do you see this?
No.
The lounge pants are made of MeUndie material.
What?
Yeah. I could not be more excited, Nick.
I like to be comfortable.
It is my favorite material in the world. I've dreamt about just being totally covered in it.
If they make a bed sheet, will you buy the bed sheet?
I'd love to.
Well, get on it, MeUndies.
That microfiber, man. It's whoo.
Right now, we're dialing it back to the OG, though. MeUndies is so sure to love your first pair that if you're not happy, they'll do whatever they can to get you into the right pair. And if they can't, keep them, and they'll refund you. So it is risk-free to try the best underwear ever. And if you're already part of the MeUndies family, well, tell a friend. Through their referral program. They'll get a discount and you'll get store credit. This is a win-win. Not sure? Well, MeUndies has a deal for the listeners. First-time purchasers get 20% off their first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping and a guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be very happy together. Get your butt over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself to get that 20% off your first pair of free shipping and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. They don't want me to spell it, but I'm going to do it anyway just see if I can. MeUndies.com/morning. God, I nailed that. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Crushed it, Nick.
Our two winners today are from the Twitch chat, Haunted20. Congratulations, you won Horizon Chase Turbo. And from Kind of Funny Patreon, Jesse Keller. has won Jurassic World Evolution.
Ooh.
There you go.
Horizon Nick, Chase Turbo. Interesting.
Friday is Pwned and a Switch.
A Nintendo
Switch. Now, do we have, when you get the Switch, is it already downloaded or do you get a code? What's that?
No!
So we can't do everything for you, ladies and gentlemen. Get off your high horses out there and do some work, okay?
Put in that download code that you get.
Bootleg sacrificed the bowel movement and got kicked off a plane for it.
I'll meet you halfway, viewers, right now, / listeners. Of course, if you don't want to be here Friday to try to win that Switch or Pwned, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can support us here on Twitch to be a subscriber. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you can be entered to win it. And you wouldn't have to be here on Friday. Nick is bad at promoting this.
I'm not good.
Nick, stand up. We promoted it in the beginning.
Nick, stand up. Tim?
Yeah?
Spank him. Just once.
Okay.
Just once. There it is. No, that's good. That's better.
That was a little...
Here's what I'll do, ladies and gentlemen. If you want Pwned already loaded on your Switch, it's very simple. When you win on Friday, hit us back with your Nintendo ID, your password,
Social Security,
last four of your social, your mother's maiden name, and last three addresses. And I will gladly open up the Switch, load it up for you, install Pwned, and I'll even check on your bank accounts.
Yeah.
I'll even find your face.
Give us your YouTube login too, so I can start searching for terrible clips and give you referred videos that are horrible.
Horrible.
I do that with Andy sometimes.
I love it. That's my
fantastic.
Favorite.
All right, let's go into the 3 and 3. This is your opportunity to talk to us, our opportunity to talk to you, and then we will, of course, go into sub-only mode and talk to the subscribers. We've beat you over the head with how to subscribe, and a lot of you did last week, so I'm going to shut up now about that. We're going to go right into the chat. Okay, Omega Batman, here we go. Nick, did you think it might be time to retire the KF title game? You are already an old fogey and aren't getting any younger. Also, the arthritis in you whacked in your whack-off hand can't help matters. Okay, well, you're not getting any more.
Why do you keep picking him? I don't understand.
Yeah, I keep hoping for redemption and getting nothing but a big fat whale's dick in my face.
Oh, my God.
And thank you, Omega Batman, whale's for reminding me that, yes, people can, in fact, still be terrible. Nick is the champ. Is that a bit late? By the way, thank you everyone who came out to the meet and greet on Thursday. That was a really, really fun day. We had, I don't know how many people were there, but it must have been in the thousands, I think.
The line stayed
It was really fun.
For an hour.
But really I also wanted to just give a shout out to everyone who came up and whispered in my ear, you're the true champ, Greg is a fucking fake.
Yeah.
Because it was at least conservatively 99% of the people that were there. I get it. I'm the champ you want.
The GQ nerd says, would you pick 90s Will Smith movies or current Dwayne Johnson movies?
Oh, right. He was over there doing something. I was like, what's going to go? What's happening? Oh, the belt's here, too.
Oh, the belt is here.
All right. No, don't spray me with that shit. I'm fucking shit in my eye. All right. What's happening? What is it? All right. Don't. Just get it away from me. That stuff can freeze your tongue. I've done it before.
Don't freeze my tongue. I froze my friend Nipple with it once.
Hey, do Tim. Tim's just better to fuck with.
Oh my God.
Woo! All right.
Give a little air it out, you know what I mean?
I don't even have to say anything, you're scared.
Well, you've got a fucking combustible thing in my
combustible.
Ear.
Combustible!
Ow.
It's just fucking scratching it with it.
All right.
No, don't spray that shit!
Let's see. Lakers Head says, Nick and Tim, I still have a Bayonetta 1 code for Switch that I would like to give away to a best friend. Well, here's how you do it. The first person in the chat right now to spell Chewbacca correctly gets this code. Go. Lakers Head, that's on you. You got to message in the code. Let's see. Wow, okay. It looks like it's pretty
easy. Y'all motherfuckers don't know how to spell Chewbacca.
How do you spell Chewbacca?
There's two C's, right? I don't know. Google it. Nobody can spell it.
It's 100% not Chewbacca.
Oh well, yeah, but like that's not the majority.
I think it's Chewbacca, right? Isn't that Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Some of these are great.
Guess what? Forgotten Hell. I believe you are the winner of this.
No, are you sure? Shaq Fu seems to be the first one that.
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu says me. Where is that?
11:55.
No, you're up right, above that.
Hell. You're right, I'm sorry.
Forgotten underscore hell, you have won.
Duh.
Lakers said send forgotten underscore hell that.
Renee2324 says, any chance for a meet and greet in Austin? We will be at RTX Austin, and we'll do a signing there. That'll be the only meet and greet we do there.
Mattman brings up a good point. He says, Greg is stealing Nick's bit. That proves that Nick is the true champ. No, here's what it proves, is that Greg is excellent at psychological warfare. He really is.
Thank you.
If I liked apple pie, Greg would make a better apple pie and then eat it in front of me and be like,
fucking awesome.
Just criminal all over his face. And then he would like smash it into his stomach and shit, and I would never like apple pie again. That's the sign of a true champ, is he's always fighting the battle. You're always competing. Pie? Fun fact. You guys want to go to Nations?
Oh my god, yes, for reals. I'm not even joking. Stop.
I didn't say anything.
Can we do this?
We're in sub-bully mode right
Joanna
now.
Joanna says, have you seen anything good on Netflix recently? Nick, I watched a movie that came out last week called Set It Up.
Okay.
With Zoe Dutch, the girl from Flower that I keep talking about.
Okay.
Taye Diggs.
Oh, I like that.
And Lucy Liu. All right.
Zoe Dutch.
It's a rom-com about two interns.
Oh, I love her.
She's amazing.
What's she
two interns that work at a.
She was in Dirty Grandpa.
That work at a like for fucking assholes, like big VP type motherfuckers. And it's about them trying to set up both of their different VPs together.
Oh, yeah.
So that they have better jobs.
Okay.
And of course they fall in love and all this. It's a rom-com,
Natch,
right?
Natch.
Fucking awesome.
Okay. It reminded me it's so
of
good.
Like a grown-up version of a Disney Channel original movie.
Right? Where they talk about like it's kind of like The Parent Trap.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
The
dialogue is very well written. It's funny as hell. The music's awesome.
You had me at rom-com.
Yeah, and you Zoe did. Dutch, dude, she's fantastic.
You tell me there's a good rom-com out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I supposed to know her from something?
She's from Flower.
Cool Greg recently watched a movie on Netflix that maybe he wants to talk about that he thought was amazing. You remember this movie? The Departed. Yeah, he loved it.
He disappointing me by the day. Cool, Greg.
Loved it.
Also, disappointing me by the day.
Did we ever talk about Hereditary?
You guys did not, every single person I know that has seen this film is loving this thing. Josh McCuga went in, they did a bit where he recorded himself. They just recorded the audio of him in the theater.
Yeah.
And it's just, I guess it's just the audio, but he said it scared the shit out of him. He was like, he's like, that's the kind of movie that stays with you for days.
Yeah. It's been a week. Or more than a week, and I can't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. The light in my kitchen went off. I am not going in that thing.
Nope.
Like, fuck that noise.
Let it go.
I hate to ever discuss real business on the air.
Oh, Jesus.
Portillo just got his new BarkBox.
Please don't piss off BarkBox.
Portillo, I'd love to not piss them off, but we have a copyright infringement problem. They're trying to advertise prom. They're advertising a prom BarkBox.
Is it prom for us?
BarkBox. No, it mentions kind June of funny. It's nothing. It does
Look,
not
it's
mention.
It's our color, too.
I know!
This is some
Bark
bullshit.
Box, you son of a bitch!
Now, let me we'll ask get you this question, Tim. My naivete is starting to bleed through. Did we invent the idea of prom?
We own prom, actually.
No one's doing a prom June 30th
but
like
wait,
we are.
Do they give Porty little outfits?
Yeah, you break that stuff off and
that's
you give Porty the bow tie.
That's pretty cute.
Okay.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Oh, it's just paper, though?
Yeah.
Fuck no, that. Porty will fucking sweat.
I thought it was like a real thing, man.
Dogs don't sweat.
Whatever, dude.
No animal does, besides humans.
Tim, are you excited that Ariana Grande is engaged?
No, I'm fucking heartbroken.
She's like 15.
I was ride or die.
Didn't she just
for her
just
and fucking Mac Miller, man? They've been together since that fucking video where it looked really
weekend.
Creepy and he seemed like a pedophile.
Yeah, not a good video. But I saw it this weekend and I was like, oh, Tim's gonna be so sad.
It's such fucking bullshit. Although, Joey, do you know who she's engaged to?
The guy from
the guy in the Set It Up movie.
Oh wait, really?
The gay dude.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
I didn't realize that was him.
But haven't they only been dating for like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot. Get you. Lock that fucking down. If I was with Ariana Grande, I'd be like, first date,
let's go.
I just got this ring. I don't know. Are we cool? You want to do this? Let me make that
crazy
fucking
shit.
Cheddar.
No, nah, man, I'm so upset.
Get like, that payday.
Whatever. I know life isn't about me, but it should be, and
it's
they should be together 100%
forever. 100% about
you, sir. I believed in love because of them, but at least she still loves her adorable dog. I don't remember his name, but it's like Pedro or something, and
okay.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's take one more question and then we'll bounce out. Oh, Tim, did you ever watch Your Name?
I have not yet.
It's good though. You should watch it. Joey, did you ever watch Your Name? No, I hate Nick Ignacio Rojas. Well, cool. We have that.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it after prom.
It's really, really
That'll
good.
Be my reward.
Everyone, it's awesome being back. Thank you so much for joining us here. If you're watching on YouTube, remember the word of the day. I can't remember it, so now it's Chewbacca. You got to this end of the episode.
Welcome back,
Carter. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, leave a comment. I love reading the comments. We try to jump in and interact with you guys as much as humanly possible because we know you don't get a chance to talk to us here. A lot of you guys are watching in different areas that can't, or you can't watch at work because you actually care about your job. We will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. Until then, have a lovely day. Kevin, please cut the feed.
There's no way to dim the lights. Sorry.